ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام قدر الرجل على قدر همته وصدقه على قدر مروءته وشجاعته على قدر أنفته وعفته على قدر غيرته.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The worth of a man is according to his courage. His truthfulness is according to his balance of temper. His valor is according to his self-respect. And his chasteness is according to his sense of shame."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali and how Imam Ali's persona is applicable to today's day and age. We find that Imam Ali himself adhered to certain manners and he lived by certain principles and fundamentals. And it is these principles and fundamentals from his life that we learn so many things, and things which we can apply in our own lives. For example, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam has said and has lived by this idea that a scholar who does not know a matter, if asked a question, must not be ashamed of saying, "Allahu alam, Allah knows better." You know, dear friends, it's interesting, but you don't have to be a scholar to be able to apply this in your life. For example, if you're a religious scholar or you are a religious student, then of course this directly applies to these kind of individuals, those who call themselves Islamic scholars and those who call themselves the students of Islam, or talabe, as is known in Farsi. These individuals, when asked a question, and if they don't know, they shouldn't be ashamed to say that they don't know. They shouldn't be ashamed to say, well, Allah knows better. It's interesting, but if we were to apply this, let's just take it as an aspect of a religious scholar or a student of religion. Instead of making up answers for something that we do not know, and of course, making up an answer is just going to lead people astray. Instead of making up an answer and coming up with something on the fly, as it is said, if we were to actually just say, I don't know, but, for example, I will make sure to search it up, and if I find the answer, I will provide it to you. Allah knows better. How many different kinds of misguidance and misinformation and misconceptions could be saved from the people? But you know what? What is interesting and beautiful about Imam Ali and his personality and his statements and his way of life and his manners and morals and ethics is that it's not limited to just one aspect. So we talked about religious scholars, we talked about a religious student or a student of religion, but this applies to probably every profession. For example, if you're a car mechanic, or if you're a doctor, or if you're a pharmacist, or if you're a teacher, if you're a university professor, or even if you're a mother or a father, and somebody asks you a question and you don't know the answer, instead of making something up and giving wrong information to your patient or to your student or to your children, it is safer for you and for the person that you are addressing to just merely say, I do not know, Allah knows better, and furthermore, if I search and find the answer, I will provide it to you. What a different kind of world, what a safer world, what a more prosperous world we would live in if we followed these kind of teachings and sayings by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so yet, dear friends, another profound, simple, but beautiful, life-changing lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
His name brings about a sense of strength in the heart. His remembrance is a source of inspiration for the souls. His legacy is widespread throughout the centuries and around the world. When we examine this phenomenal character, this individual that today we are not able to appreciate all of his qualities, and you know, they call us people who exaggerate who Ali ibn Abi Talib was. One of the scholars says, I was told, you exaggerate, you speak too much fada'il of Ali. You are someone who is excessively in love with this man. I said to him, don't worry, I am still at the A and I haven't yet gone further. He said, what do you mean? He said, don't think I'm still at the A of Ali. I am at the A of the alphabets of fada'il of Ali. No doubt you and I are not worried when people come and tell us, what is this association with Ali ibn Abi Talib that you have? Because we have understood his excellence. We have understood that through him is salvation. A man who was born in the best of places and martyred in the best of places and was martyred on the best of nights. A man who lived his life for the association of Allah and Tawheed. A man who gave everything for the religion of Allah. A man whose eloquence and bravery and wisdom and dedication is unmatched after the Holy Prophet. Why would we reduce as our association and our remembrance of this honorable individual? This association must continue and it must live on. Yet for us to strengthen that bond with Ali the Magnificent, Ali, the man whose heart was full of love towards others. Ali, who wanted his followers to follow in his footsteps in the best way. Those around Amir al-Mu'mineen recognize this. Salman al-Muhammadi al-Farisi, Radwanullahi ta'ala alayh, one day was walking behind Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen looks behind and he sees that Salman takes every step that Ali takes, exactly placing his feet. Look at that. And the way that those around Amir al-Mu'mineen recognized that this association is blessed, this association is the association of salvation.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.